as we come back here. And for Burleson County, it is going to be Balderas, Burns, and Garza against Hale. And just about ready to whip that one around. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Balderas lined out to the second baseman Kaler his first time around. And that one goes to Kaler again. He's up with it, throws to first. Gasfield digs it out on the other end for out number one. Hale could use a quick inning here.
Oh, Lord. Again?
What in the. Are you going to peel it again? It's going to go over to the first base umpire. He did this earlier in the game, and they reversed the call. I'd be very surprised if they do it again. The only thing I can think that they would be saying is if Castillo didn't have possession of the ball when the runner crossed. Nope, this time they overrule him and he's out. They got it right this time around. And that'll bring up J.P. Burns, the pitcher. So one out in the inning. And down low for a ball. 1-0 count. And outside for a ball. 2-0 count. In there for a strike two and one good pitch there by Hale. Next one. Good pitch. And it's 2-2. And Al a little too far outside. Couldn't get him to chase, and it's 3-2. And that one is hit into the air. Incoming in right field and making the grab for Washington County. That is Wells Shelton out there for out number two. Yeah, that one's popped up. And out of play. I guess they haven't overruled, so I guess it is 3-1. I thought we had gotten a run in the top half of the inning, but I guess I was mistaken. And this game's been really confusing for. And so Garza batting now, pitches up high. We're in the bottom of the fourth. And one ball, two strikes, two outs in the inning. Next pitch from Hale. Swing and a miss, got him on strikes. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. Burleson County leading it 3-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dahman & Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And back we go here. And we are going to check in on the Minor Boys. It looks like the Minor Boys, they're in the bottom of the fourth and winning that tournament 6-1, the final score, 6-1 there. They're in 6-1, bottom of the fourth. Washington County Minor Boys leading Belleville there. So Washington County holds on there. That'll put them in the tournament championship tomorrow for their division. And meanwhile, we got time call as we're getting. This time it's Washington County asking for a check on. I'm wondering if it might be the score. Yeah, it's warming up. Because I kind of lost track a little bit there in that fourth inning, so I'm not really sure. If we got, I thought we got one out of there, but I'm not completely sure. And so we are going to continue here. And it's going to be, well, Shelton followed by Savannah Marchetto, and then Jagger Shen. Hold on. 23
is out of the game, so we're just going to skip him in the batting order.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So apparently something happened to Savannah Marchetto, and he is out of the game. And so, Silvano out of the game, and so they're just going to, according to the umpire, what he just told me, they're just going to skip his spot in the batting order. And so it. Ought to be about through with his warm-up tosses, and we can get this one going here. We're in the top of the fifth. Yeah, so Wells Shelton, the batter. He drew a bases loaded. Matter of fact, he's got the only RBI for Washington County as he drew a bases loaded walk back in the second inning. Washington County trailing 3-1 here in the fifth. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Here we go, Wells. Here we go, Wells.
Let's go, Wells. Let's go, dugout. Let's go.
And strike called. 1-1. Next pitch, and that is going to be sent out into the center, and That is up against the fence. Wells is going to be in. Wells Shelton is going to be in there for a double to lead off the inning. He absolutely crushed that one. And so now Jaggershed will come up here. And pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. Swung and a miss, and it's 0-2.
You're right.
Shed mad at himself for that one. Swung and one he felt like he shouldn't have. And that one is sent down to center field. And it got over the center fielder's head. Shelton around third. He's going to come in to score. Shed is going to be at third. It's a one-run game. RBI triple for Jagger Shed. And now it's Knowles Kaler up, and we got ourselves a one-run game, and that's going to bring the... Yeah, we might have ourselves a pitching change here. Yeah, it looks like that is what's going to happen. We're going to get a pitching change. So here in the fifth, Washington County trailing 3-2. And with the pitching change, we'll take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, as we come back here, new pitcher looks to be Salcedo warming up. And so, yeah, I went back and double checked my totals. And there's a new, so, yeah, I did mess that one up while ago. And so it is 3-2 is the correct score on there. And Salcedo will be looking at Kaler, Riley, and Lloyd. We're in the fifth inning. Nobody out. Runner at third. Kaler with a chance to bring home the tie run. This is the District 13 championship game between Washington County and Burleson County. It's winner take all. And pitches up high for a ball. And pitches inside for a ball. 2-0.
Let's go, Nosey! Let's go, Nosey! Fishing, kid! Wait there!
And pitch taken for a ball. 3-0. Oh. Up high, ball four. And Kelly takes the walk, so that'll put two runners on here with nobody out. And that'll bring up Jace Riley. And pitch way high. Kaler takes off for second.
Smoking Jake, let's go, bud!
And now let's see if Riley can bring them up, bring those runs in, put Washington County in front. Bounce up there, a ball good block by Snell, the catcher. Time is called. Salcedo still has yet to find the strike zone.
Let's go, Jace! Let's go! Let's go, Jace! Let's go! Let's go!
Washington Jace. County now getting back into this one. Stop. And luckily for Burleson County, they got a good ricochet off there and prevented the runners from moving up. And time is called. Going to go out and have a word with Salcedo. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go ahead and make another pitching change. And they are going to have a pitching change. So with the next pitching change, we'll take another break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Number one, new pitcher of record.
Okay. And so the new pitcher is Jackson Lloyd, who's going to come in from second base and finish the at-bat here. It's a 3-0 count to Riley. And it's kind of a, this is kind of a statistical anomaly because if Riley gets a hit or a walk, Mark, Salcedo's credited with that. But if he gets, comes back here and gets an out on him, then Lloyd gets credit for that. Lloyd came on in relief in the last game last night, so we're going to trust him to try to get these last six outs here. And so far, Salcedo was just, when they put him in, he was just nowhere near the strike zone. And so he's back over, he's going to go back to shortstop. And so a 3-0 count here on Riley. And pitch is taking ball four, and Riley draws a walk. That'll load the bases for Washington County with nobody out and bring up Zach Lloyd. So it's Lloyd versus Lloyd here. And here's the pitch. In there for a strike, 0-1. We're in the top of the fifth inning.
Now you're ready, now you're ready.
I'm way high ball, and it's 1-1. And down low for a ball. 2-1. And next pitch from Lloyd. Way high a ball. It's 3-1. And a pop ball four, and then a walk in the tying run. Yes, coming home to score will be Jagger Shedd. And now Parker Hale will bat. So two runs are coming across here for Washington County in this inning. Still nobody out. And now Hale with a chance to bust it open if he can get a big hit here. And Lloyd with a pitch, up high for a ball. And that one outside, and it's 2-0. And a pie for a ball. 3-0. And in there for a strike that time, and it's 3-1. Foul tip back into the fence, and it's 3-2. And called strike three. And that's out number one. And now Ryland drained the batter. And that one down low for a ball. It's 1-0. In there for a strike. 1-1. And outside, 2-1. Foul back, 2-2. Ronaldo Castillo due up next. And down low for a ball. It's 3-2. And strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts. And now bases loaded, 2 outs. It brings up Ronnie Castillo. So it'll be up to Castillo to try to put Washington County back in front. Or put him in front for the first time, I should say.
Let's go, WC, let's go!
going for a ball, 1-0. Castillo reaching there his last time up. And pitch up high, 2-0. Time call. And that one, Grandma's second baseman booted the ball. It flips. Is he safe? He is. Safe at second, and that's going to bring in the go-ahead run. And Washington County has taken the lead 4-3. Kaler scores. Riley moves to third. Lloyd to second. And now Kyler Wells, the batter. And that pitch is a ball, 1-0. And E4, second baseman there, he could not get a handle on that ball on what should have been a routine play. And that one, a strike on Kyler Wells. Washington County with three runs in this inning so far. I'm looking for more. And fouls that one away. Washington County has taken the lead 4-3. Sends that one out of the center. That's going to get over the center fielder's head. That's going to get at least two, maybe three. Castillo coming around 30 will score. It's a three-run double for Kyler Wells. And Washington County is taking a 7-3 lead. And away to clear the bases. Pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. And pitch foul away. And now they put the correct score up there. It's now 7-3. Jeremy Marchetto batting. Runner in second and two down. And he pops this one up. And that's going to be down the aisle. That's a nice play there. And on two count. It's to Marquette way high. And Wells is going to head to third. And this one, a ground ball over to third. Go to first and throws in the dirt. And coming in to score is Wells. And so that'll make it 8-3 down Washington County. And now back to Wells Shelton. Shelton actually started this inning with a double and scored a run. And bounce up there a ball. Gets away, and the runner will move up. And Thomas Collins going to bring a trip to the mound again. Yeah, let's see what Burleson County is going to do here.
She spends all her money. She's shopping up here too.
right now. Coach just talking it over with the pitcher. I was trying to get him to get through this, get this last out. Washington County with a five. They went from having a two-run deficit to now a five-run lead. And that one is going to be a base hit. Marquecho around third. He's coming home. Throw the plate's cut off, and he scores to make it 9-3. And now they got the rundown on Wells. And he's safe at second. And right now it is all Washington County. And Jagger, wait a minute. No. And now they're going to, umpires are going to overrule it again and say Shelton was out, going to second. And so that'll send us to the bottom half of the inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds, Washington County now leads it 8-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, as we come back here, we're heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. Washington County leads us 9-3. And for Provost County, it'll be Jackson Lloyd, Easton Lopez, and Sasha Yannick. And Hill still out there pitching. And with Silvano Marquecho leaving the game, Rylan Drain is now playing second base.
Hey, let's go. Talk him up, boys.
And it's Jackson Lloyd to lead it off. And Hill with the pitch. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Bounce up their ball, and it's 1-1. In there for a strike. 1-2. And that one a little high, and it's 2-2.
Everybody move it, every play, let's go!
And strike three called, and that is out number one. And for Hale, that's his sixth strikeout of the game. And that'll bring up Easton Lopez. And pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one, ground ball over to short. Throw to first, and that's two away.
Ready, go, Jack Lloyd!
And then now Sasha Yannick, the batter. Yeah, that one fouled back into the screen. And it's 0-1. And this one, another ground ball is short. Charging, throw to first, and got him. Good stretch there by Castillo. And that's it. Three up and three down, inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the top of the sixth inning. Washington County leads it 9-3 back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsor.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And back we go. Here we're in the top of the sixth inning, and it is here at the 11-year-old tournament in Caldwell. Washington County leading Burleson County 9-3, and got an update here on the minor boys over at Linda Anderson Park in Brenham tonight. And they're in the bottom of the sixth, and Washington County leading there 7-1. So both teams just 3 outs away from victory here tonight. Now for the minor boys, that would put them into their championship round tomorrow night. Now tomorrow night we'll be in Sealy with the minor girls as they play for their tournament championship. And we'll have that one for you. 7 o'clock for the first pitch, 6:45 pregame. And then should the minor boys stretch it to a winner-take-all game, we'll have that for you on Wednesday night. And there's a good possibility of that happening. So we will definitely keep you up to date as far as all that concerns. And then get a few days off. And then next week, July 3rd, the sectionals start. Now, what's kind of weird about the sectionals is, for the ones that are starting on July 3rd, they're taking July 4th off. And so it's like you come back for one day, take a day off, and then start and do the rest of the tournament. Why not just wait till the 5th and start everybody after the 4th? Or is that something that makes just too much sense? Meanwhile, pitch, I'm guessing it has to do with the days that they're allotted, and they want to make sure that they get them all in before they have to send everybody off the state. And it's a strike called to Jaggershed. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. And that one, he just smoked that one down the line and foul. And it's like our fans are along the fence line there. We don't want to take anybody we know. Yeah, I guess everybody, judging by the comical expression on Jagger's face, I guess everybody's okay. 0-2 pitch. Up high for a ball, and it's 1-2. And swung and a miss and shed down on strikes for out number one. And that's going to bring up Knowles Kayla, the batter. Kayler's been on base twice. He got hit by a pitch, and he's also drawn a walk and scored a run. And first pitch from Lloyd is a ball. 1-0 count.
Let's go, Kayler!
fly ball. And it's 2-0. And is a strike call. It's 2-1. And up high for a ball. 3-1 count now on Kaler. And in there for a strike, and it's 3-2. And outside ball four, and that'll skip to the backstop, and Kaler will take a second walk of the game. And now that'll bring up Jace Riley. Riley also has been on base twice. He's been hit by a pitch and drawn a walk. Also scored a run. And pitch from Lloyd. Outside of ball. Throw down, and it's going to bounce up. It bounced up and hit Kaler in the helmet, luckily. Luckily, he's okay. Umpire asks him. He puts thumbs up, showing he's good.
Let's go, Chase. Chase Riley, base hit kid.
1-0. Way high, and it's 2-0. And that one's up and in, and it's 3-0. In there for a strike, and it's 3-1. And that one's going to be popped up, and that'll be out of play. It's on top of the Burleson County dugout. Rolls foul over towards the concession stand. High ball four, and that'll put two runners aboard now, and brings up Zach Lloyd. And Lloyd is reaching a fielder's choice, and also drawing the bases loaded, walk and scored. And going back, and I think when Burleson County goes back and look at this game, one of the things is going to be the walks. So far, they've surrendered 10 of them tonight. And that one's fouled away. It's 0-2 count. Oh, by the way, I forgot to check on the Aggie game to see how that one's going.
Let's go. Let's go, Bubba, right here. Let's go, Zach.
0-2 pitch. And that one foul up the third base side. And they're in the top of the eighth, Tennessee leading 6-1 there. And up high for a ball, 1-2. So the Aggies better hope they have a big comeback in them. And pitches in the dirt, the runners will move up. Meanwhile, Majors, Astros are off tonight. Rangers leading the Brew Crew 3-1 there. Oh, they're up in Milwaukee. Or as I like to refer, Bob Uecker Country. And so it's a ball 3-2 now. I can't believe he's still 90 years old. He's still calling games up there for them. Three-two pitch, way high, ball four, and that'll walk the bases loaded. And that'll bring up Parker Hale. It's still only one out in the inning. And time is called. And we might be getting another pitching change here. And yes, we are going to get a pitching change. And so here in the sixth inning, Washington County leads it 9-3. And we'll be back to find out who the new pitcher is after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double. Available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And back we go here. We are in the top half of the inning. And new pitcher warming up here. That is going to be number 9. That is Yannick warming up. He's got the bases loaded. Only one out here in the inning. Washington County with a 9-3 lead. And it's Parker Hale batting. Washington County looking to put an exclamation point on this. And already got a 6-run lead going into the bottom of the inning. And 3 outs away from the district championship and moving on to the sectional tournament next week. And that one's up high for a ball, 1-0. And way high a ball. It's 2-0. And much like the other pitchers tonight, I noticed the pitchers on both sides have had a real problem throwing strikes off that mound tonight. Because this is normally a softball field, so they got a makeshift mound out there. And everything that, with all the pitchers, everything they have has been up. And 3-0 count on Hale. Now they're going to take a minute here and tie a shoe. Not really sure if it's a footing issue or just some kind of aerodynamic thing or what. About a 3-0 count. And outside ball 4, and that'll bring the run home. That's a dozen walks now for Washington County hitters. Scoring is Kayla to make it 10-3. And that'll bring up Ryland Drain. And there for a strike. And it's an 0-1 count. Up high for a ball.
Let's go, Riley. Let's go.
One ball, one strike. Washington County was actually trailing this game at one point, but 3-1, but then came back with an 8-run fifth inning to put them in front. And now they lead it here 10-3. Pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. Swung and a miss, and down on strikes goes Drain. We're out number two. And so that'll bring up Ronnie Castillo. Last two times up, Castillo's reached on errors. And the base is loaded, two down. And down low ball, 1-0. Yeah, I'm trying to get this last out and give his teammates one last chance to bat here for Burleson County. Washington County with a 7-run lead right now, 10-3. Still waiting for them to put that last run up on the scoreboard. And pitch is taken for a ball, 2-0. And that was a base hit. That's going to go all the way to the fence. That's going to clear the base pass. And it's going to be a 3-run double for Ronnie Castillo. And that'll make it 13-3, Washington County. And now Kyler Wells, the batter. I think if this were the USC, Burleson County would probably be tapping right now. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. And another ball, 2-0. And a pie ball, 3.
Go, Tyler! 30 back, 30 back!
Here, Tyler!
And way high, ball 4.
Go, G!
And now Guillermo Morquecho, the batter.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, imprisoned in London, has reached a plea deal.
All right. And it looks like we are going to have a pitching change. Let's just keep it right here since we're this close. And it is Coburn White, the third baseman, is now going to come in and pitch. Only need just one more out here in this inning.
Hey, Jenny, get their attention over there. Yeah.
Even the umpire signal should be 13 up there. That Washington County scored four. Washington County has scored 4 in this inning. It should be 13-3. Yeah, White warms up. There they go. Now they put the extra run up there. And now Morquecho batting. Yeah. And now it looks like he's finished his warm-ups, and we're ready to resume play. Should be just about ready to pitch here. That's a Marquecho all step in. Guillermo Marquecho. Been on base twice, reaching there and on the walk. And he sends this one a little flare out to second. Second baseman catches it for out number three. So that one tied aside, but in the inning, Washington County puts four runs on the board, and we head to the bottom of the sixth. Washington County leads it 13-3. They're just 3 outs away from the district championship. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double. Available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Back we go here, and Parker Hill warming it up for his sixth inning of work, trying to slam the door here on Burleson County. Washington County leads it 13-3 here in the 11-year-old boys championship game. As we said, this one is winner take all, and what a comeback story this would be for Washington County.
Here we go, Peace
Way. After falling earlier in the tournament, to come back here and win three in a row and take the championship. And let's check in on the minor boys while we got a moment here. And they've gone final. Washington County minor boys beat Belleville tonight 7-2. So they are moving on to the tournament championship game there for a rematch with Columbus. And that'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Linda Anderson Park. And this one, a ground ball is short. Up with it, throwing on the first and getting the out there for Washington County. Let's see, who is playing short right now? And that is Zach Lloyd now in it short. Nice play there. And now it's Arian Salcedo, the batter. And up high for a ball, 1-0. And minor girls are off tonight. They'll be in their championship game tomorrow night, and we'll be there with them. 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame from Sealy. That one foul up the first base side. 1-1. And then we'll see as far as Wednesday goes if there's any if necessary games. One pitch up high for a ball. 2-1.
Here we go, P-Swag!
And bounce up there a ball. And it's 3-1. And that's ball four. And Salcedo takes the walk. He's just so short that it's hard to get a good it's hard to throw a strike to him because of his size. And looks like we're going to get a pitching change now for Washington County. And Parker Hale is going to get a nice hand from this Washington County crowd for the great job he did tonight. And it's going to be Knowles Kaler coming in just like he did last night, try to get these last two outs. And we're just going to keep it right here. Oh, while we got this opportunity, I want to let you know that are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, you can visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And also, this Little League International Tournament game is presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written permission of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. All right, here we go with Kobe Snell batting against Kaler. And this one, a ground ball to short. They're going to go to side. He threw the ball away at second. Not far enough, though, for the runner to advance. Good play out there in right field as for Washington County. That was Kyler Wells backing up the play. And it's a two on and only one out. It's going to bring up Cameron Carranza. Washington County leads it 13-3. Just needs two more outs to seal the deal here. And outside of ball, 1-0.
Let's go, boys.
Next pitch from Kaler. In there for a strike. 1-1. Carranza singled and scored his first time up. Struck out last time. 1-1. And that one, a ground ball to short as well. And it's a slow roll. They're not going to have a play anywhere. It's going to be an infield hit. And that will load the bases now. And time is called. As the base is loaded, and only one out, Colburn White, the batter.
Hey, let's just get him out.
Let's go, boys. Let's go, Nosey.
Anything hit to an infielder, they got to come home with. That's going to be in the outfield. That's going to be a base hit. One run is in. And that'll be all. RBI single there. And that'll make it 13-4 now. And Mark Balderas, the batter. As Burleson County now trying to put together a late inning rally. Pitch from Kaler. Swung and a miss. Good off speed pitch there. And it's 0-1.
Hey, let's go, boys. Be talking. Let's go.
Yeah, that one up high. It's 1-1.
Hey, let's go, WC. Let's go, Nosey. Be ready, boys.
And next pitch. And that one over to second. Oh, it's knocked down, but it goes out in the right field. That's going to score one. Possibly two. Yeah, throw to the plate. And two runs are going to score. And that's going to make it 13-6 now. And brings up J.P. Burns. Time is called. Washington County manager Chris Kaler going to bring the guys in and try to settle everybody down. I just got to settle down here and get these last two outs, and we can call it a night. Washington County with a 13-6 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. About three runs have come across here for Burleson County. They're not going away quietly. And a pitch. That's a strike call, 0-1. Burns the batter. J.P. Burns, who was the starting pitcher for Burleson County in this one. And outside of ball, nice grab there by Jagger Shedd. One ball and one strike. He's really worked hard back there behind the plate tonight. One pitch.
Yeah!
Oh, where was that, Blue? He says it was outside. And 2-1. And that one down low. And it's 3-1. Kaler trying to get these last two outs. And down low, ball four. And that'll put another runner aboard. Base is loaded now and brings up Brant Garza. And Garza swings and misses 0-1. Good pitch there by Kaler. That was a nice curveball there. And on outside, it's 1-1. Right now, Washington County just trying to get it down anywhere they can. Still in good shape with a 7-run lead, but don't want to let them get it too close. And that one over short, and a step in the back for one throw to first. And double play. There we go. 6-3, double play, and Washington County wins this one. 13-6, your final score. The Washington County 11-year-old boys have come back with three wins in a row, and they are the District 13 champions. What a way to finish this tournament, and they're moving on to sectionals. And what a great feeling. It's going to be a great ride home back to Brenham. Meanwhile, let's send you back. We're going to start the post game. Let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Butter Original Gold Rimmed Homemade Vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen stores.
All right, as we come back here, and what a way to finish it for the Washington County All-Stars as they defeat Burleson County 13-6 tonight. Washington County coming up with 12 runs in the final two innings, but of 8 runs in the fifth. Four more runs in the sixth to seal the deal here. And to Burleson County's credit, they fought back and made a game of it there at the end. But ultimately, Washington County pulling out the victory, and they are the tournament champions. And that is going to set the stage now for next week, where it will be the Section 1 tournament. Now, the Section 1 tournament here will be at Linda Anderson Park in Brenham. And Washington County, by being the District 13 champion, they will play whoever the District 30 champion is. That's out of that Austin area. And that is going to be Wednesday night, July 3rd at 8 o'clock. And so that will be the their first game of the tournament there. But right now, let's wait and enjoy that. Let's just take some time and enjoy this win here tonight. And great job by these young men, especially after losing that game earlier in the tournament. Never gave up, continue to go out there and fight each night, and three victories later, they're walking out of here in Caldwell as the tournament champions. Now we're going to take one more break and be back to wrap it up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are, Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
All right, we are back here, and they're recognizing the Burleson County All-Stars for being the runner-ups here at the tournament, and then they'll be recognizing the Washington County guys as well, and also presenting them with the championship banner.
Congratulations on a great season.
And let's see if they're going to do the Washington County guys here. We'll pick them up. Yeah, they do the official once again. Our final score is Washington County wins it 13-6.
Champions, Washington County, number 28, Jagger Shedd. Number 99, Knowles Taylor. Number 22, Jace Riley. Number 11, Zach Floyd. Number 25, Parker Hale. Number 27, Rylan Drain. Number 10, Renardo Castillo. Number 7, Kyler Wells. Number 32, Jalermy Marquecho. Number 1, Wells Shelton. Number 23, Savannah Marquecho. Managers Chris Taylor, coaches Jason Drain, and Bradley Riley.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Grayson back at the studios. We'll be bringing this one to you. And a big thank you to you, the folks home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our Washington County Little League broadcast possible. Until we meet again, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.